sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
What was that, Mike?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
I know. Okay. I'll take the bullet.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Damn it, where's my donuts?
When you drive by that Krispy Kreme and you see that sign say hot, you pull your car in there and you get me a dozen glazed donuts and you make sure they on my desk Saturday morning. I don't care about anything else. Just get... And the sign gotta say hot. It gotta say hot. Gotta say hot. Make sure when you getting them donuts, make sure you ain't eating any of them donuts. You leave them donuts alone.
The Don and Mike Show.
1, 2, 3.
My baby don't miss.
Balls on fire. The Don and Mike Show.
Put the glorious goo.
I want hot donuts.
You drive by that Krispy Kreme and you see that sign say hot. You pull your car in there and you get me a dozen glazed donuts and you make sure they on my desk Saturday morning.
Yes, all right, Coach.
You know what? I'm going to go on the record early here based on the fact that I finally saw that Hard Knocks episode, and I'm going to say I just don't think Kansas City's going to the Super Bowl this year.
Now,
don't think it's going to happen.
You're now from CBS, our friend James Brown. Hey, JB.
Good afternoon.
There he is.
Here he is, everybody, from CBS NFL and everything else, the great James Brown. JB, you're in. Are you in Richmond, VA today?
I am in Richmond, Virginia. Please don't tell anyone. I know this is just between us, that I'm driving a four-speed hot rod with the cell phone up to my ear. Please don't tell them that I'm doing that, okay?
Are you driving Black Cherry today?
No, actually, I'm driving Black Pearl today. my niece, and it's only because of the color of the car. Let's not read anything else into it.
Right.
Like back in the Black Panther days, right? So I've got Black Pearl, I've got Black Silk, and I've got Black Cherry, and it all relates to the colors of the car.
All right. You love your hot rods, don't you, JB?
Oh, you know what? I am thrilled to be able to sneak in this last weekend of fun before the football pace picks up, sitting out in the sun, smelling gas, sweaty and stinky, and we call that fun.
Now, JB, let's talk about gas and smelly and stinky. You've lost a lot of weight. Can you tell us what brought on your weight loss?
Wow, that's a nice segue to go from gas to the other kind of gas.
Thank you.
Got to be honest with you. You know, I'm so transparent on everything. My wife and I were on an Alaskan cruise the end of June through the first part of July.
Yeah.
Thought I was eating properly, just my eggs and oatmeal in the morning, fish and beef, chicken in the evening, not knowing what they prepare on the cruise. I came off the cruise. You guys know I've got these little bony basketball legs.
Mm-hmm.
I get on the scale. I weighed a biscuit away from 300 pounds.
Oh!
297. And the seminal moment that convinced me it was ridiculous was when I was putting my tuxedo on, getting ready for the formal night. Everyone else had gone down to be seated at dinner. I'm up there struggling, trying to button the pants on my tuxedo. Hey, fellas, when I got it buttoned, I exhaled. The button popped off. Shot into the commode. Of course, I went in the commode because it was a nice velvet-colored button. And I went on the program from there, so I'm down about 35 with about 34 to go.
Good for you, JB. That's good stuff.
Great. Unbelievable. I mean, you know, you couldn't have found that on a cartoon. It was unbelievable.
JB.
Don and Mike had seen this. You know, my nickname would have been like toilet bowl cleaner or something from then on out, you know?
JB, have you told that story to your friend Terry or to your friend Howie?
Oh, no. Oh, are you kidding me? Heavens no.
Heavens
now,
no.
When you have Terry or Howie on, you guys can share it because Howie has been on me for years anyway. When I told him I had lost the first time about 10 pounds, I'd already shared this with you guys where he told me that was like taking a cup of water out of the Potomac River. He says, look, talk to me when you're really down. So I think Big Boy will be really proud of me with the 35-pound drop.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good drop. That's a hell of a weight loss in a pretty short period of time.
Yeah, you know what, in about 6-7 weeks it has been. But I've got more to go. I feel great now. I'm disciplined, and I'm going to hang in with this nonstop until I get to the weight.
JB, here's about the only semi-serious thing. We had you on, I guess, like right after the Super Bowl when that Mike Vick thing started. We talked about it, and it is what it is. Now, What do you hear about what Mike Vick is going to be saying on Monday in his plea?
Wow. You know what? I'm not certain what he's going to be saying, but if I were, you know, a PR guy, clearly, and I wouldn't want it to be feigned. I would not want it to be written by a PR agent. I would want it to come from the heart and pray and hope that there is real contrition, that there is real remorse, and a real understanding of it. Look, I fully appreciate all of the subtleties of the discussion and debate in various corners as they do take place in quiet corners around America. There are those who will say, wait a minute, why is Michael Vick being so aggressively pursued for something like dog fighting when there are far more egregious violations out here that don't nearly get the kind of attention or vilification associated with such? I hear that, and I understand that. But, folks, and look, this is not unmindful that Lord knows we've all made some bad choices. We've all made some mistakes and lied, me included. But the bottom line is, if it's wrong, it's wrong, and there is a price to pay. We will all give account for every word that came out of our mouths and every action that we've committed at some point down the line. That's the way I firmly believe. So you know what? It's wrong. There's a price to pay. Now, what that is, I think there ought to be fairness, but the horrific circumstances, I can't condone anybody engaging in that kind of brutal behavior. I don't care if it's an animal or a human being. It doesn't make
Amen.
Sense.
All right, then Amen, let me baby. Ask you, because everybody's been talking about this as well, with the contrition, with from the heart, if he really shows that he's turning over a new leaf with this, he does his time, if there is time to do, if there is suspensions, if there is a suspension, rather, will he, do you see him able to come back to the NFL and perhaps get anywhere near the level that he was playing at before all this happened?
If all those conditions that you just mentioned are met, I could see that. You know, there are others. And you know what? Everybody's got an opinion on that. And mine is simply an opinion. It comes with no informed input from other owners. But having been involved with sports for nearly 30 years, you know what? Dynamite, bottom line, if the guy has got talent
yes.
and some owner out there sees that he can help, there have been those with a number of indiscretions and transgressions who've been given opportunities. So, I would see it. Yeah. But now, you talk about at the level, keep in mind, he was not he had not matured as a quarterback already. That's a tough position. Now, whether he comes back as a quarterback, that, I think, is the open question in terms of football. But, you know, certainly he possesses enough talent that somebody will give him a shot. But keep in mind, as you've already heard, that which was being sought after may not have been just the dog fighting. Clearly there is the issue of potential gambling and potentially tax issues, and you know how serious that is. And again, if the tax, especially the tax consequences, that can be very serious.
All right, then, moving off from that topic, how about like at Fox or on CBS where you guys don't have the flex schedule? What if you're looking at your games now and you're saying, oh, Christ, we got like, I don't know, the Patriots and the Falcons, because we thought it was going to be Tom Brady against Michael Vick. Everybody looking at a Falcons game this year is going to go, oh, P.U. It's going to be, yeah, how do you deal with that?
You know what? It's really interesting, and I wish I could cite some specific examples, but there have been example after example. There has been example after example of teams that have been written off because of the loss of a marquee player, where the guys have rallied around, and at least Bobby Petrino, the coach of the Falcons, has done a masterful, I think, remarkable job, not only just verbally and publicly, but from what I've heard of the team responding, of rallying around the fact that they've got to move on and make some headway. This will be interesting to see now if Joey Harrington can do the job. But out of adversity come some outstanding and marvelous performances, and I would expect that to be the case here because these guys are being paid big bucks. And it's not like the Falcons were a great earth-shaking team anyway. They had a lot of talent, but they hadn't fulfilled that.
JB, that
is, it'll be interesting.
That's exactly my point, is that they weren't, but because of him, they were always exciting, and you always thought that they had a chance to win. Oh, well. What about, here's another question. What about Boomer Esiason getting that Don Imus gig?
Wow, you know, hanging with Boomer. Gosh, when is he going to rest? That's what we were teasing him about. But the guy has got an unbelievable reservoir of stamina and adrenaline. If you look at his schedule, I mean, I was exhausted just thinking about it. He's got the NFL today. He's got Monday Night Football on Westwood One Radio. He's got the Boomer Esiason show that he tapes for MSG, Madison Square Garden, on TV in New York every Wednesday. And he's got the Daily Radio show. Heavens, if there's a CYO baseball or basketball game to do in between, he'll do that. But Boomer is excited about it. He's really fired up. And you know what? More power to him. And he's quite confident that he can deliver because he is broad-based and he is savvy.
I give him 60 days.
I'm sorry?
I give him 60 days.
60 days. Hey, you know what?
60 days? Okay, I'll let him know that.
You know, JB, what I've heard this year, more than other years, really, I've heard a lot about preseason football and how this is damaging to a lot of teams where you have these guys that are going down and it seems to happen more and more every single year. What is, I mean, you can't change that, can you? I mean, it is what it is. As far, would you shorten the schedule of preseason games?
No, you make it 18 regular season games,
18
right?
Regular, I mean, what do you hear about that?
You know what? The same complaints that have been there forever and a day. Yes. It is a delicate balancing act that I don't think is going to change anytime soon unless the fans, the populace, understand that they might get a lesser quality of football in the early part of the season if there weren't to be any preseason games. You know what the bottom line is? Practice makes permanent. Even with professional athletes, there is a need to get the repetitions, to practice, to help internalize the scheme, the fundamentals, so that they're second nature. That's not going to change. Now, you'll find a number of coaches trying to tweak whether or not they go intensely with hard-hitting two-a-days. Maybe, and there have been quite a few adjustments in that regard. But the simple part of the equation is the players are bigger, faster, and stronger these days. And let me tell you, when they hit and mean business. Even when they try, then they can't really try to pull up because that's when you get hurt.
Right.
So they're just going to have to live with that risk.
Okay, JB, it's time for a tongue twister right now. Are you familiar with International House of Pancakes?
Say that again?
Are you familiar with International House of Pancakes?
No, don't worry.
Hold on. This is a joke. This is a tongue twister on the show.
This is a tongue twister. Are you familiar with International House of Pancakes?
Yes, I am.
Are you familiar with the Loch Ness Monster and Elliot Ness?
Yes, I am.
All right, now spell IHOP and then say the word Ness after it three times fast. Go.
IHOP Ness.
No, you have to spell IHOP. Spell IHOP and then put a Ness. That's the joke that won yesterday, JB.
Don't you get it, JB?
Hey, you know what? Now, I'm trying to think if I was saying anything that was out of school here, but it's out.
You know what? Here's the best idea.
I'm a dumb first grader. Is that all right?
This is fine. What you want to do is just try it. Try it a little bit later on today on somebody and see if you can figure it out after that.
But no one that goes to church regularly.
Not your church going friends. Okay.
You know, as a matter of fact, JB, once you figure the joke out, I guarantee all of your Rube friends at Fox will fall right into it.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know what? That's when you're dealing with a square guest like me and one who doesn't get it. So you know what?
Okay, hold on.
Probably good. And if I could figure it out, you know my standard line with you guys. I'm too dark to blush anyway.
Hold on. We'll do it right now. Mike and I will do it. Mike, I'll say it.
All right, Don, I'd like you to spell IHOP and then put Ness on the end of it.
How many times?
Three times fast.
IHO penis. IHO penis. IHO penis.
You know what? See, I had the same swift read to it without giving a little intonation. I got it. Thank
there you go.
You.
Yes,
this would be a nice time that.
That's how we make our living is, middle school jokes on the show. That's what we're doing.
This would be a nice.
You know what? And I know you guys are going to send that one over to my pastor and play that on Sunday morning, right?
Not a chance.
Speaking of IHO penis, JB would like us to mention Discount Quality Tire and Auto is sponsoring Tires for Tots to benefit Children's Hospital through Labor Day 2007. Every tire purchased by a customer, a Discount Quality Tire and Auto will give $3 to Children's Hospital.
All right. How fast do you get that hot rod up to, JB?
Oh, you know what? I've not tried to get her as fast. And you know what? The great American philosopher Clint Eastwood said that a man must know his limits, and I don't even try. I would have somebody else drive it because she's pretty potent. She's got about 550 horsepower, and she's potent. So, I mean, they can drive it. I'll watch it and cheer them on.
Very good.
Your first thought in the Super Bowl, right now I know it is so early. First thought.
First thought, oh, gosh, either Indianapolis or San Diego. China, believe it or not, against the Carolina Panthers.
Wow. Carolina. All right. That's interesting.
Pretty good. And, here's another one for you. Spell IHOP and say Nest three times real fast.
Stop it.
You know what? I've got to go look at my phonics cards. You guys got me on the first one, so.
All right. JB, when does your show start this year? You guys, it's Sunday, what, September 9th?
September the 9th, and we're welcoming Bill Cowher to the fold, who I think is going to be a real nice addition. Hey, we're coming off of a very strong year last year. I'm really thrilled to be working with some guys who are showing some smunk. Shannon Sharp, you look here, this guy is what he's the dark Terry Bradshaw, and I think we're going to be fine.
All right, good stuff.
JB, we'll talk to you during the year. Good luck in Richmond. Enjoy your car show, and God bless you.
Don and Mike, you know I love you guys. Thank you all so much. Have a great day, too.
Love you.
Thanks,
too.
JB.
See you at IHOP.
Bye-bye. He's the man.
My God, he said it about five times.
He did. He did. It was great. Finally got it when we did it for him. Did a little demonstration with our the middle school joke. Remember, that guy got it right from his 10-year-old son. Wasn't that where he got it
from?
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Too good.
I do love it.
Too good.
Mm-hmm. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, it's Mike? Yes, it's you. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
Hey guys, how you Radio Gods? How you doing?
Hey, wise for day listener. Hi.
Hey, this is Paul from Sacramento, your favorite city in America.
Yes,
in the world.
Pause for reaction.
Favorite city in the world.
That's right. That's what I meant to say.
What can we do for you, S?
I just want to let you guys know that that your our favorite show, Anchor Woman, got canceled after the first episode.
Jesus,
No. When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call the Don and Mike Show.
You can never call again,
ever. We knew that. We know everything.
We had it yesterday.
I know. I didn't mean to step on.
Wait a minute. Wait. What do you mean you know? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
What did you mean when you said you knew that we had it yesterday?
Well, I just heard it this morning, so I
hold on. Stop. Stop for a second. Wait, stop. Stop.
Stop. Please.
Stop,
please,
and really, you're nervous. You're uptight. I want you to take a deep breath and listen to what we're asking. I said to you we had that yesterday, and you said, I know. No, you didn't know that we had that on the show yesterday.
Well, I just figured because you guys know it, you guys know everything ahead of time. You guys probably already knew.
Then why would you call if you figured that we already knew?
Right.
Why would you call?
Just in case you didn't.
But we do. But the rule is, anytime you think there's something we don't know, we already do. Like, go ahead, try to stump us on anything.
And I don't mean
like, you know, what's the capital of Peru?
Right.
But I mean something out in the news right now. Go ahead,
Lima Lima.
Who just recently won the World Series of Poker? Main event.
Hey, good pull.
That would be...
There was a guy named Gold that won it last year.
Right, but not last year, this year.
This year.
Don't know that.
Was it an amateur or a professional?
Jason Bishop.
It was an amateur.
Jason Bishop.
It was an amateur.
Wrong, not Jason Bishop.
All right, well, give us another one then. You stumped us. Good for you.
Bishop.
I should win a prize.
No.
Yeah, you should.
You get to live. That's a good one, though. You get credit for that one. Give us another one.
It's very rare someone stands in the arena and actually connects. Good for you.
Thank you.
You've knocked us back for a moment.
It was Jerry Yang. He's an amateur out of California.
Jerry's Yang.
Yep, Jerry Yang.
That's a good pull, Les.
All right, well, we did not know that, but we did know about the other thing.
And right now we're even, okay?
All right.
But still, we know a lot more than you do.
You guys do. You guys are radio gods.
No doubt. No doubt. Guys like you come out in our stools.
What was that?
I said guys like you come out in our stools.
Have a happy Sacramento weekend.
You guys have a great weekend yourself.
You too.
Goodbye, ass.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
See you on the toilet paper.
Oh, my God. Yes, a happy Sacramento.
Although you got to give him some credit. He did get us on that goddamn World Series of Poker thing. Yeah,
watching the World Series of
Poker. Although, listen, let's face it. If you know that, you're a loser.
Oh, that is...
That doesn't really count, like, on the list of people calling us with stuff.
I have heard people bust chops on people that sit there watching me. I like to play cards. I don't like to watch people playing cards.
Right. I have the same philosophy about basketball.
That's right. You'd rather play it
than watch
it. Why watch it?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, what's up? Hello. Hi there.
Hey, the IHOP joke, I've used it all day, but the best one is on my boss this morning right after coffee. He about killed me. It was great.
That's good. Yeah. Everybody's going to be using it. It's fantastic.
It's a winner. It rules the pools and reaches the beaches. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, for that guy Gary that called in, I've been away from the radio for a minute. I got a card for him. This may make you laugh or even cause a chuckle, but come on, baby. Stick it to the second knuckle.
Very nice. He might have a position at Don and Mike greeting cards.
He could work maybe in like our secondary. You know, we'll have a bullpen.
Yeah,
with
maybe,
guys throwing out ideas.
Maybe we could have our mahogany division of Don and Mike greeting cards.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'll run that.
Hello.
That's not how the joke goes.
What the IHOP joke? Would you listen? We like it the way it is.
Yeah, but it's
it. No, hold on.
No.
We like it the way it is.
Can I say something?
Sure.
I don't like to admit this. I don't like to show any signs of weakness on the show. But if he's got a way of telling, I've told it a couple of times, and I've changed it every time I've told it.
Okay.
And if there's a streamlined version.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All
right.
All right,
sure.
Go ahead. What is the way you tell it?
Sure.
See, there I go, believing in a listener again.
Go ahead, ass.
All right, and what's the way to tell the IHOP joke? He's gone.
No, I mean, the line's open. He's still there.
All right, you've got a bad phone. What's the way to tell the joke?
Okay, the way to tell the joke is you put your hands on your knees, and you say, I, then you spell the word car, and then you say Ness. Try it.
You do what?
Okay. You say I, and then you spell whatever word I say, and then you say Ness. So put your hands on your knees, and the word is car.
Choose Wait, he's telling a new joke. No,
yeah,
no.
Joke.
I thought it was the IHOP joke you were going to tell.
See, Mike? Mistake.
I blew it. A mistake.
Error on Mike O'Mara.
I plead guilty. I'm putting my...
No, it's in the scorecard. You got an error, Mike.
I did kill the dogs.
You got an error today.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Jesus.
See you at the plea on Monday. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.